awesome!
I came to play,
there's a price to pay. Time for you to get down on your knees.
Welcome to the Brian Noonan Show podcast with me, Cody Goff, and Brian Noonan, and all of Facebook, because we're on Facebook Live.
I'm already not liking the new camera angle. It's we're trying to do something because people complained last week. Welcome, first of all. We're glad you're here on the web-exclusive podcast and the Facebook Live portion of said podcast. Always happy to have you. People complained last week that we couldn't see Roger because Cody last week did not like the camera angle that Joey, his fill-in, Joey Gelman, had used for because Cody didn't want to be seen in profile.
Wait. People complained that they couldn't see Roger?
Yes. Complained. There were a couple people who asked, where's Roger? Why can't we see Roger? And I thought, well, I don't know why you can't see Roger because he's not in the shot. But so this week we're trying a new camera angle because every week we don't experiment or work on the podcast till we're actually doing the podcast.
No.
And we don't think much about the Facebook Live until we're doing Facebook Live. But then we're always excited that we're here. But now we're going to have to, as we rethink this new angle, I'm going to have to start thinking product placement. Because as I look here, I've got a nice bottle of Argo Tea. Argo Tea, the non-official, could be a sponsor of the Brian Noonan Show and the Brian Noonan Show podcast.
Could be.
Perhaps Weber Bakery. A fine peanut butter cookie dipped in chocolate, Weber Bakery of Chicago. A wonderful bakery and could potentially be a sponsor. If you are a potential sponsor and like this camera angle and think to yourself, hey, Brian and Cody, that would be lovely. We would love our product prominently placed right here, like this free bottle of Argo Tea that I got from the sales department. Then there you go.
What people don't understand is that you can't preview Facebook Live. I mean, I can't see. So if I set up the camera right, and I've got the shot framed, I don't know where I'm going to sit in the shot. You know, I can't be in two places at once.
That's unfortunate. You need to come in a little.
I need to come in a lot because this,
right,
now we're learning.
Well,
this
now
camera
it's TV
angle.
Because now we're all, you know, like you see people sitting on Jimmy Kimmel's couch and they look so comfortable. They're not because they're sitting way forward and a lot of them have a pillow behind their back. And now I'm very cognizant of the fact that the reason I was eating a peanut butter cookie dipped in chocolate is because tomorrow I am I'm going back to really being strict on my diet.
I was literally about to talk about that because that's why I haven't eaten a cookie. Did you go to the newsroom before the show?
No, I did not.
There is a gigantic cake.
Oh, really?
It is literally 6 inches high.
Wow.
Whose
birthday was it?
Somebody's 60th.
Ooh, who's 60?
Somebody in the newsroom.
Who's the old geezer in the newsroom?
I don't know.
And now people are going, 60 is not old, if they could type with their gnarled fingers. I'm kidding.
You meant to say baby boomer.
Who is the seasoned professional in the newsroom, mm-hmm, who is gracing us in the earth with 60 years of their presence? That's what I meant to say. If I was drunk, if perhaps Budweiser were the unofficial spokesperson.
See, and I'm torn. Do I have a piece of, like, not a piece, but do I have a couple bites of that cake?
What kind of cake does it? I'm going to tell you something.
Yeah.
Do yourself a favor and have one of these cookies. Because, and I'm not, the Weber Bakery is not a sponsor. I go to Weber Bakery because I love it. They're constantly voted one of the best donuts in Chicago because of their old school chocolate donut.
But that's a cookie.
But it's the same chocolate that they use on their donuts.
Oh.
And it is a wonderful homemade peanut butter cookie. And then it's got this crazy delicious chocolate that'll make you want to punch somebody. It's so good.
Is it crunchy or chewy?
The cookie, and I'm a crunchy cookie guy. The cookie's a little, it's not one of those super soft cookies. It's kind of a mid-range.
I'm a chewy cookie guy.
It's chewy enough that you will not be disappointed.
Okay.
There's no crunch to it. The cookie gives nicely. So much so that because the chocolate is so thick and firm, a lot of the cookie that's not covered in chocolate will crumble away.
Wow.
That's how good it is. But try one of those. Plus, you don't know how long that cake's been sitting up there. These cookies are fresh. I've got these at the bakery at 2 o'clock this afternoon, or 1 o'clock this afternoon.
But the cake upstairs has bananas in it?
I'm out.
And what?
I do not like cake with fruit in it. When I was a kid, every first communion, every big birthday, my parents would always go and order a cake from Pearson's Bakery in Homewood. A wonderful bakery. But because my dad loved cake with strawberries in it, we always had cake with strawberries in it. I detest any fruit-filled cake.
Strawberries are delicious.
That may be, but I don't like them in cake. I think it's a sin against nature. I don't think cake is a dessert. Fruit is a fruit. I don't think the two don't try to jam some healthiness into my cake. Give me straight up cake. I'll eat my fruit on the side.
Fruit is also a dessert.
Nah, fruit is delicious, but I don't consider it a dessert. Even though I do eat it as a dessert now in my new way of living.
Right, exactly.
Which is not so new anymore. When do I stop saying it's my new way of living? I've been doing it for 5 years.
I was going to say it's been a while.
So 4 years. No, 5 years. It's been 5 years. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Well, I don't know what to do about that. And then I had leftover Lou Malnati's for dinner, so I already had...
Daniel Jones jumping in with carrot cake, but that's a vegetable, and I'm not all the way on board with carrot cake. I will occasionally taste some carrot cake, but I'm not, like I said, I'm not 100% sold on carrot cake. Carrot cake is not... Carrot cake, to me, still falls kind of outside the realm.
Also, Ken on Facebook says, punch me.
Wow.
He talks about wanting to punch somebody.
Ken wants you to punch him?
I guess Ken does.
I think Ken is throwing down. He's saying you're not man enough to punch him. That's what Ken is saying.
Listen, I'm not going to fight back if Ken wants to come punch me.
No, we don't fight here. We're all about peace and love.
Are we?
No. We're all about cake, obviously. So wait, so you don't want to, are you recommitting? That was the word I was looking for before. Mm. Recommitting to a healthier lifestyle? Is that what? Is that why you're torn between the delicious cookie and the questionable fruitcake?
Tomorrow I'm going to the gym.
Wow.
To talk to the gym near my apartment about
to the gym itself, to the building.
I'm going to talk to
the
building.
Talk to the gym.
See if it's built on an Indian burial ground or if there's anything
else. Wow, freak it out. That'd be scary.
Yeah. No, I'm going to get a personal trainer.
Are you really? Why? What brought that on?
My awful body that I hate and is terribly out of shape.
Wow, that sounds like body dysmorphic, like you got some sort of issue. I don't know. I'm not comfortable with it.
I'm around 30. I look like I'm in my 20s, but I feel like I'm in my late 30s, and I don't like
really?
That. Yeah.
See, and even though I have changed, I feel like I'm in my mid-90s.
Do you?
Every day I wake up and I think to myself, I probably just need a new mattress. Hey, mattress, you want to be here? Well, Product place a nice mattress. Because I'm shilling for Product. But this new camera angle just makes it perfect for any potential sponsor. I wake up every day and it feels like I've been hit by a truck. My hips hurt. My knees hurt. My shoulders hurt. I'm like, and yet I still go to the gym 5 to 6 days a week. So in theory, I should be in pretty good shape. And I just need to lose like 10 to 15 pounds. But that's not... That shouldn't be the reason that I ache.
No.
All the time.
No.
It's got to be my mattress.
Because
here's the thing. When I was fat, we bought a mattress that was this firm. I'm not lying to you. It is the firmest mattress, I think, that was available. We were living in... And plus, the mattress is now 14, 15 years old, which I know is past the expiration date for a mattress.
Oh, you're supposed to switch every 7 years.
Yeah, well, that didn't happen. But I needed, back then, there was a lot of me to support, and I needed a lot of support. So we bought this super firm mattress. And up until the last few years, it was perfect. But my wife hates it, and now it seems to be causing me pain.
So get a new mattress.
Well, sure, that'd be the easy way. But I'm going to Spain. I don't have money for a mattress anymore. I got to jet off to a foreign country. Plus, I'm waiting for, maybe American Mattress or somebody else, Serta.
That'd be amazing.
That'd be great.
I would love a mattress.
I don't know if I don't know how this works. If Facebook is going to go, hey, you can't use your Facebook Live just to shill for sponsors.
I don't know if there's rules for Facebook Live.
That's right, because it's lawless, just like us. We are not a show that cares about rules. Plus, now again, because of this angle, I'm afraid that I'll look a little thick through the middle.
You don't look thick through the middle. You can barely see you. You can only see the front 2 inches of me.
Can you see the bright blue? Even though last week I swore I would never wear Beats again. Do you see the bright blue?
Yeah,
Beats?
I see the bright blue. And you know what? We changed the whole camera setup specifically to fit Roger in the shot.
Where is Roger?
Roger's
still upstairs.
He's just sitting there.
Look at
he's not even. He's looking at his phone
just
or something.
Hit the intercom. Hit the intercom over there for a minute. I know you're going off. Cody's going to go off screen for a minute. We haven't thrown him off.
Roger. It's a voice from beyond the grave.
Yeah, why aren't you here on the podcast?
He forgot to come downstairs. Oh, crap, I forgot to come downstairs. I don't know how we can process that, Roger.
Well, he's out.
I don't know what...
Kathy Fitzgerald...
It's okay, we'll catch you next week.
Kathy is telling me a Tempur-Pedic will
help. He's out next week. We'll see you in 2 weeks.
And high school friend Mark Archibald, who was in town, unfortunately, this guy lives in Hawaii.
Who?
This guy I went to high school
Roger
with.
Roger lives in Hawaii?
No, Mark Archibald. Lives in Hawaii, and his Facebook pictures look lovely, but unfortunately he's in town because his father passed away.
Oh.
So my condolences to him. He says, aloha from Beverly.
Hmm.
So aloha from Beverly. All right, so you're going to get, what brought you, you just feel like you're out of shape, so you're going to get a trainer?
I feel like garbage. I feel
fat.
What
about your brother? Why don't you let him train you? He is ripped up.
I have asked him for workout advice for years, and every time he just says something very broad, like, just don't eat crap, or something.
Wow, hold on. I got to write that
yeah,
down.
I know, right?
Can we say that? Don't eat crap?
He's not into, at least in the past when I've asked him, he's not into giving routines.
Okay.
Now his thing is giving you diets, because I guess he's working with The Rock's dietitian.
What?
Yeah, The
Rock. Wait a minute. Hold on. Your brother is working with The Rock's dietitian.
Yeah, he lives in the Chicago area, I guess.
I would love to get The Rock's dietitian in here, because The Rock is a specimen. I watch Ballers on HBO. The dude is ripped up.
That's an amazing idea. I'll talk to Zach and see if he can get
him on.
That's a great idea.
Couldn't we use some of The Rock's dietary tricks?
We totally, as long as it's not some confidential, you know.
Well, it could be Rock-ish. I don't need to be, I don't have any illusion that I am ever going to look like The Rock. I have no, I'm like, no. But if I could, here's what I want to do. Here's the goal for me as I recommit. All I want to do is drop like 10 to 15 pounds right in my soft, gooey belly.
Yeah.
That's all. Because everything else, I've noticed, because I lift, my chest has gotten bigger. So like stuff that I bought, suits and stuff, now my chest, it's not that I'm too fat, it's just my chest has gotten bigger.
Sure.
Which is fine. But also my gooey center has gotten a little gooier.
Sure. So that's your goal.
So I got to get rid, that's my goal. I don't need to get big, rock huge. I would like to have a gun show. Right now I have like a Derringer show. I wouldn't mind like a full handgun show. But yeah, it's all about getting rid of the gooey center. Some ab. And I do a lot of ab work. And some core work. And I know people are like, who cares? But we do. That's what this is about. It's about us talking about our own stupid stuff.
You know, speaking of core work, I saw something on, you know how Facebook now does the this day X years ago thing?
Yes.
When you log on. So, right, you think it's just some stupid social media clickbait and it's one more reason to just waste your time on the internet.
Of course.
You know
is.
What mine was the other day?
No.
It was a post about DDP yoga.
Oh.
And I said in the post, this is, I think, 3 years ago.
Why don't we get Diamond Dallas Page in
Diamond
here, too?
Diamond Cutter.
Boom. We get Diamond Dallas Page. We get him in here. We get The Rock's dietitian.
Sooner or later,
you and I are just bashing chairs over each other. We're all roided up. We're ripped. We're doing the show with no shirt all the time. The Facebook Live feed has like 10 bazillion viewers because it's just us flexing and our chest muscles bouncing up and down.
Sure.
Yeah.
So the post was...
That'll do it. As I eat peanut butter cookies dipped in chocolate. Go ahead.
The post said that I had been doing DDP yoga for 6 weeks and I'd lost 10 pounds and I felt great.
Okay.
And I don't remember this exactly, but...
I remember you doing it.
Yeah, I remember feeling amazing. But when you see that quantified, when you see that you said 3 years ago, hey, I did this thing, it paid off, these were the results, and I felt great. I saw that, and it just made the idea of working out that much more real and compelling, so now I'm going to do it.
I'm still committed to the gym. Like I said, I'm there 5 or 6 days a week, and I work out hard, but I think I've plateaued, so I need something to jump me. Maybe it's The Rock's dietitian, maybe it's something else.
Could be more core work.
I don't know how. Every day I do core work. And I alternate. It's Monday, Wednesday, Friday, it's one thing. And Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday, it's another thing.
So I had a personal, not a personal trainer, but I had a physical therapist.
Yes,
worked at the gym that I went to, and I got a free session. He evaluated me and told me I had a very weak core. I couldn't do planks very long, and it was affecting other parts of my body. He said, and I said, oh, should I do yoga? Should I do crunches? Yeah. What should I do? And he said, the best routine is just do basically 10 minutes of planks.
Wow.
And it was just something. It was something like a front plank for a minute, side plank for 30 seconds, side plank for 30 seconds. And it was just, it's the most boring workout you can do.
All right.
And it's awful. And it's really annoying. But
he
said,
really annoying. All workouts are really annoying.
Right. Yeah.
There's nothing that's not annoying about it.
So try doing something less fun. Try having less fun.
My workouts are not fun.
Try having even less fun.
I couldn't possibly, there's no way I could have less fun unless somebody was hitting me with a stick the entire hour and a half that I'm working out.
Now, think about episode 3. Now go to an episode 1 workout. Make it that much worse.
There's a lot of bad in the world. I dread every morning. I dread going to the... And it hasn't... You would think after all this time it would get easier to go to the... It doesn't get... It's getting harder.
Interesting.
Every day I get up and I'm like, oh. And in my mind, I run through every excuse. I go through an entire litany of excuses. Oh, how do I feel? Well, everything hurts. No, everything hurt yesterday. Get out of bed. And I do, and I go, and then I'm walking into the gym, and I'm like, oh. And 3 days this week, here's first world problems for you. 3 days this week, this is me complaining about nothing because I'm just, you know, I have a microphone and I get to vent. 3 days this week, I go in, and the guy who usually works the front desk wasn't there. It was somebody else. No clean towels. No clean towels. Now, I use the towel mostly to mop up the machine or the, you know, I use it to like shield myself. I lay down on the bench or whatever. I put it under there. So the towel soaks up my goo, not the bench, but no clean towels 3 days in a row.
Gross.
It was gross. And I felt, but then I was angry and I decided, you know what? So the first day, like I would go sometimes and get paper towel if I was exceptionally gooey and I would spray and then I thought, you know what? Screw you. Health club and other people who are going to use this gooey bench. If you don't want to have a towel for me, you know, I pay my dues. It's automatic that, you know, they don't even have to come to me. It just automatically goes out of my bank. They get my money. I deserve a towel.
What's the gym cost you in the burbs month to month ish?
I don't remember what it was. It was one of those where, hey, join in. It's $9 a month. And then, I don't know, it's like 30 something maybe.
Because the one by, because I'm in the heart of Lincoln Park.
Yeah.
The one in my hood is, if you do a year, $80 a month.
Wow.
Yeah.
That seems high.
Not excited about that.
Mine, because it's more like working out in San Quentin, is probably a little bit cheaper.
Hmm.
It's there's a vibe in there that things could jump off any minute. There could be some gunplay, perhaps somebody getting shivved.
Lovely.
But, you know, it's fine. It's got all the equipment. They're doing some, they just put down new carpeting everywhere. So new flooring is in. That's exciting. No, no towels. But, you know, there's a lot of guys. There's a guy, I admire this. There was a guy working out in jorts the other day.
Oh.
Sure. And that's a special kind of fitness fiend. If you're coming in jorts. Jorts and I think... Now, there's one guy who works out in shorts and work boots. There's another guy who works out in jeans and a tank top undershirt. There's a guy who wears a Stefan Marbury Starberry jersey that is about probably 10 years old and three sizes too small for him. There's a dude with a magnificent mullet. Just a magnificent, crafted 1985, I want to be Billy Ray Cyrus meets everybody with a mullet, Patrick Swayze kind of. It's huge, and it's not a mullet hair out of place as he comes in.
Is he in shape?
Kinda, which is weird, because it's one of those guys who looks like they've been lifted since grade school and kind of froze in high school and then kept, kept growing.
Yeah.
So maybe we should, maybe this is a time where we stop the Facebook Live. We tell people you go to WGNRadio.com and you'll hear the rest of the story, as Paul Harvey used to say.
When I post it.
Right.
Which won't be right. I mean, you can't go now.
Right. You know, you can't go now.
If you're watching live, you have to wait. Because it's not, we're not. Because
tonight Cody posts the full show podcast that ran from 6 to 9.
Mm-hmm.
And then sometime Wednesday, you will get to hear the rest of this one. But we always love having you here. Let us know, too. What do you think of the new camera angle? If you are a potential sponsor, you know, this face, your product, big sales.
Also, I was called out by a listener. Ken said Lincoln Park is not a hood.
Oh, it's not. No.
I was using that as shorthand for neighborhood, but I did not. I apologize if I made any offense.
Kathy wants to know how I make myself do it, then. How do I make myself go to the gym? I just know I would be embarrassed if I didn't. And what keeps in the back of my mind is I always feel better leaving.
Yeah.
So when I leave the gym, I feel much better. So even though I feel like garbage walking in and I dread it, I know when I'm done, I'm going to feel good. And then when I'm in there, I'm not rushing through. So I want to make sure I do all my stuff. So I feel good about it. It's just deep down, in the soft, gooey part of me, I'm lazy.
You're also one of the more disciplined people that I've probably ever known.
When it, for certain things, I am.
For a lot of things.
For this, I am.
For a lot of things.
Thank you, I guess. I don't know if that was a compliment.
It was an actually, you heard it here first on Facebook Live.
Huh?
Cody complimenting Brian.
Yeah, that's weird.
It took you about 10 years.
I'm uncomfortable with it.
I apologize. All right, well, fill time while I go hit stop on the camera.
All right, Daniel says he just can't work out. You can. There's time. I started just walking. All right, enjoy it. Thank you for watching Facebook Live. We'll catch you on WGNRadio.com. And don't forget, TonyLovesTina.com. Get your tickets for Tony and Tina's wedding, which starts September 22nd. Thanks, bye. All right. We're done with Facebook Live? Are we not live anymore? Welcome to the web-exclusive part, or the WGNRadio.com part of the podcast. We're glad you're here. Hopefully you listened to the first part. I saw the first part on Facebook. If not, you're listening to the whole thing here, which is great, too. You can always do that. But part of the fun of the first 20 minutes or so on Facebook Live is that you get to see us and you get to comment live as we're doing it, which is always a lot of fun. So we appreciate the folks who do that. We appreciate you for downloading this and listening at your leisure. So, okay, but I was thinking of this the other day about the different people at the health club, because it is. It's a lot of guys with a lot of tattoos and a lot of guys who are probably really nice, but I'm scared of.
They look rough.
They look, yeah, there's a lot. Like, now I've been there for over a year, so I kind of, when I first started, I was really like, oh man, this is like going to the yard in the joint. It was hardcore. Because when I first started, there were no women. None.
Really?
Yeah. And when I say that, I'm not exaggerating. I mean none.
That's not a fun gym to go to.
No. Then, and this is the 5 o'clock group, as I come to call them in my head. So the 5 o'clock group then started getting some women. A few women. And so that was nice. It kind of softened it up. Like five or six women.
The guys started getting girls to come in? Or?
No, these were women who were working. These were women at the health club at 5 o'clock in the morning are there to work out.
Yeah.
And that's what I like. Because I'm not there to chit-chat. Who am I going to chit-chat with at the gym? Other than don't shank me.
People have said, oh, you should pick up girls at the gym. Yeah, how do you start a conversation at the gym?
How creepy is that? You know, hey, I see you doing a clean and jerk. You want to clean and jerk me?
What?
That doesn't seem like it would help, does it? Is that going to get you any women?
I mean, me, maybe. Well, most people, no.
What can you bench?
Oh, wow. I've
been noticing your glutes.
Yeah.
Again, it just seems, but I have seen, there's one girl there, and I say girl because she's like 20-something, I'd imagine. I've noticed, because I do tend to walk. I'm not leering. I'm not just standing in the corner. That's what I need the towel for. You know, what's going on there?
That's why they're out of towels. You're using three at a time.
Right, because they're all crusty and I got to get rid of them.
That's
horrifying.
Really.
Web exclusive. Anyway.
You're not getting this on the Sunday show.
But I've seen her like start talking to this pretty boy, you know, a young pretty boy.
Oh.
Yeah, a couple times. So there may be something sparking up there. But for the most part, the women don't, you know, there's not a lot of, people are working out. That's why I like it a little better than my old gym. My old gym, there was a lot of, if you went after like 9 o'clock, there were a lot of people who were there to mingle. So there'd be a lot of standing around talking by the machines and this and that. It's retirees or the stay-at-home moms and the guys who were trying to hit on them. And like this gym, the only time there's a lot of guys standing around is Saturday mornings. When I go in to do cardio on Saturdays. And again, it's a lot of retired guys and some like guys who you could tell kind of either worked for the city or something, and then young guys who worked with them. And so they all kind of know each other. So they're all just standing around in groups. But for the most part, everybody's working out for a jailbird.
You're making
yard
it,
flight.
You're making it sound like you work out of the gym in a nursing home.
No. Cause most of the guys are very, scared. There's bodybuilders like your brother. There's a few of those. There's a lot of big dudes who look like they've been in a number of fights.
Yeah.
With a lot of, again, a lot of ink and, now, you know.
Do they do classes at your gym? They have like...
They do some for the ladies.
Just for the ladies?
I have never seen... I shouldn't say this. They brought in, and I don't want to say the name of the gym because now I've painted it in such a favorable light.
Sure.
But they've started one sort of exercise class that's a co-ed thing, but it's at a odd times. I think they have like, I see the ladies doing like aerobics kind of. Is that still a thing? Kind of like that.
Aerobics,
you know?
Yeah.
It's still a thing. But yeah, but I only see that on Saturday mornings. I don't know during the week. Maybe they have them later in the afternoon and stuff. I go early. Because I got to be done.
You go really early. Like, it freaks me out.
Yeah, but now, the last couple months, during the summer, I've been going later. I've been going at 7 instead of 5.
Whoa.
Because I haven't had anywhere to be.
That's true.
But now that school's starting again, I have to go back to getting up at 4:30 so I can be at the gym at 5 so I can be at school.
Do you have a yoga mat?
I have access to a yoga mat.
Because I could lend
There's two yoga mats in the house.
Yeah, I could lend you DDP yoga.
There's a dude on Facebook who's in this neighborhood group that I'm in. Who was offering, he's doing some sort of core exercise thing in the park. And he's inviting people to come with him. Now, the other day, it was just him and the ducks. But he offered, he was going to do another class Saturday. And I thought to myself, well, it's all focused on the core. And as we talked about, our core is where we're worried about. So I thought, maybe I'll go to the park. And then I'm like, wait a minute. You're going to go to the park with some strange dude who's offering to do core exercises with people. What are you thinking? And then thankfully it rained, so I just went to the regular gym. Where, you know, at least there I'm not worried that some guy's going to try to, you know, roll up on me in the park.
Especially
up on my mat.
Especially if he goes into your gym and he's one of those jacked guys, you know?
Yeah, this guy doesn't look real jacked. He looks lean. I don't see the big jack. I don't know if the big jacked guys do a lot of, they must do core work because they're all ripped up.
DDP does yoga.
I'll do yoga. I'll try it out.
I'm telling you, man.
I've heard it's very good for you.
It's
People tell me you should do yoga.
It's all about the core. That physical therapist guy, because I told him when I do bench presses, my elbow would bother me, or part of my biceps.
Yeah.
And he said it's your core, because your core supports everything you do. When you stand up and get out of a car, it's your core. When you're walking up or down a flight of steps, it's your core. The stronger your core is, the easier everything you do is.
I believe that because, again, another thing, when I was heavy, I leaned forward a lot because my belly pulled me forward, and I had a lot of back problems. Remember, I would go get shots in my back.
Yeah.
So now I notice, and that's how I know things are getting a little bad. And again, it's not like I've gone completely off the rails. It's just like 10 pounds. But when I go for long walks or stuff, I can feel it because it's pulling forward a little more, and it's like, all right. But again, I don't know. I need to change up my routine. That's what I need. So we got to get the Rocks nutritionist in here. We got to get DDP on here.
Well, I know we've been going a while, but there was one. I had one topic
yes.
we could talk.
Oh, it wasn't you getting your personal trainer. I thought that was your topic.
No, not at all.
Well, I'm glad we talked about it, though.
That wasn't it. No, this doesn't have to be a whole conversation. It's really just asking your opinion.
Well,
on
let's
something.
Conversate on it. That's why we're here. If it's just us sitting here looking at each other, that does not make for interesting content.
But it does make for content. It could be avant-garde.
Is it? Are we performance artists now?
We could be.
It's
Chicago. Everything here is experimental, Brian. LA is where you go once you've made it or starting to make it or something. Chicago is experimental theater. And
is that right?
New York is Broadway, and then LA is all the TV and movies.
I don't know. This is interactive theater starting September 22nd. TonyLovesTina.com. There you go. We plugged that in.
Well done, Brian. That's good.
Go ahead.
Sip. My parents were in town, and they saw a student show at Second City on Friday. One of my sister's friends was in it.
Nice.
And, you know, Second City's got 12 stages now or something. You know, they got the couple main ones, and then they've got Donnie's Skybox and a couple other theaters.
Oh, really?
I've performed at Donnie's Skybox. I've performed at a couple
Where's
other
Donnie's
ones.
Where's Donnie's Skybox?
Donnie's Skybox is on the top floor of the Second City Training Center, which is in that kind of mall area next door to Second
Piper's
City.
Piper's Alley?
Piper's Alley, right.
Okay.
So, and in fact, Tony and Tina's Wedding used to play the floor below that next to the ETC theater.
Right.
The ETC theater and the main stage are the paid ones everybody goes to.
Right.
But they've seriously have, I think it's actually 4 or 5 theaters now. And this is where understudies, the recent graduates, younger people, and no one gets paid for these shows.
Right.
They're just whatever. And so my sister's friend was in one, and my parents said, what most improv shows are like in the city that are like that. You know, there were some really funny moments and the rest was, you know, kind of take or leave it. But they said, my sister talked about one
specific joke or stream of jokes where, oh yeah, they were doing a scene and they were time travelers and they started talking about Donald Trump and would have been like, oh yeah, back in the day and he got elected and here's what it was like. Oh, and they made fun of his small hands in the wall and it was so funny and hot. And I immediately, I'm vibrating, don't worry about it.
Oh, I was like, what?
Huh? Yeah, it sounds like a fire.
You mentioned Donald Trump and things go crazy.
Yeah, I know, right? And my immediate first thought was, man, that's just such a low-hanging fruit. It's so easy.
Hacky.
Right? And I wanted to get your opinion as a comic or former comic, current comic, whatever. Like, I don't find any Donald Trump jokes funny anymore.
It's too real.
It's not because he's terrifying. It's because the things that are happening are so patently ludicrous.
Yeah.
It doesn't need to be satirized. I'm reading Onion headlines online. I don't think they're that funny.
Right.
You hear about improv shows or something. Even when late night comics joke around about him, I'm like, okay, I get it. Like, we all think he's dumb or whatever, and he's got small hands. And like, what else is there?
Well, if you can, here's my go ahead.
So when you were on the road, were you still on the road when Monica Lewinsky, that whole thing was going down?
Yeah.
Would you go after stuff like that or purposely avoid it? Or do you felt like everyone's thinking about it anyways?
If the low hanging fruit, like you say, that's the danger. If that's what you're going after, it's weak. But if you like John Oliver, this last week tonight, he's brilliant.
Mm-hmm.
So funny. So if you can find a way to take Donald Trump and make a joke about something that other people haven't seen or do it in a way that everybody isn't talking about, that's when you're funny. That's when guys go from to great, because they've taken something that you and I could have looked at and seen it the same way. They see it a completely different way. So you can still do the Donald Trump jokes. They got to be good. You can still do a joke about anything that's a big news story, but it's got to be different. So, you know, if I came up with something like when the Iraq War started, if you can come up with something to say that's unique, then I don't mind it. It's when the low-hanging fruit is always there. It's like, oh, really? I've heard that joke 80 times from 80 different people.
Right.
That's when it's like, no, it's not funny. But, you know, if you're just starting out and you don't really have your voice or you're doing an improv show. and I say that having gone through Second Cities, back then it wasn't the... Back then it was just the training center. It mm-hmm. wasn't the conservatory. Conservatory sounds very fancy.
Well, they have two. I did the training center and the conservatory.
Oh, you're fancy.
Yeah.
We did not have two.
Very fancy. I did two. Does that mean I'm twice as funny as you?
Nope. Not on your best day.
Wow.
That's right.
Wow.
That's right. I threw it down.
I can be about as funny to some people.
I didn't say you couldn't. But you said, does that mean I'm twice as funny as you? And... Let's not get crazy. I almost swore there. I almost dropped an F. Let's not get effing crazy.
Wow.
That's what I almost said.
Wow.
That's like I said when we were interviewing the author earlier. I love to swear.
I know, me too.
It's part of my DNA.
As soon as we turn off the mic, we're just going to start screaming at each other.
Oh, yeah, you can't. The old-timey radio folks are going to think we're killing each other. When do we have the Rock's nutritionist in here, we start eating like 7 bazillion calories.
You know what I never noticed?
Huh.
Since we follow the beat now, it's a sports show, but they don't start screaming the second the mics are off. Because you remember what they used to do on the...
Well, wait, the football show's coming back.
Oh.
That's the show they yell.
Oh, because sports guys get excited.
They do. And
there's
I
a lot of
having
screaming.
Having been a marginal sports guy for a few years.
I never
considered myself a sports guy. That was my downfall. Because I never considered myself a sports guy. And other sports guys would go, dude, you're a sports guy. I was like, no, I'm not. And they were like, but we've heard the show. You know what you're talking about. Yeah, but that doesn't mean I'm a sports guy. It means I can do research. I'm a research guy, and I'm a I don't want to sound really stupid guy.
Research guy doesn't have the same ring to it.
No, it doesn't at all. Does it get you chicks? Does it get you in a locker room? Does it get you to hang around pro athletes?
Mm.
None of that.
When you say you're a sports guy, you can pick up girls at the gym.
No, because then you have to talk to them. And again, you're interrupting them.
What is your opener?
Plus, everybody at the gym has headphones on. So you have to go, hey, point at the headphone. Take it off so I can say something witty.
Do you wear headphones at the gym?
I wear earbuds.
Do you do it just to drown out the terrible music the gym is playing?
Yes, but sometimes I find that my gym, because they play some programmed thing, there'll be some classic rock song and I'll go, oh, hold on. And I'll leave my thing off.
Nice.
But yeah, for the most part, I drown it out, and so I'm lost in my own world. Plus, I don't hear myself grunt then.
Or anybody else.
Right, I don't hear anybody else grunt.
Since it's mostly big dudes.
A lot of big dudes.
A few weeks ago at my gym, so I'm already part of a gym at my office.
Okay.
In my office building, there's a gym that my firm pays for the subscription
for.
So I can work out there wherever, but it's downtown and I'm not going to do that on weekends. And I got a shower there, whatever. So I'm going to join one by me. But I went to the one that I'm currently a member of a few weeks ago. They played a Beatles song.
Oh.
No. If I'm lifting, I don't want to hear talking about bringing the world together. And
see, my playlist is probably not conducive to it. It mixes in. There's a couple slow songs, which I find I quick hit. You know, to jump past.
Gotta skip it.
Because I need some death metal.
I gotta go with Metallica.
Really? You're
Fuel.
That guy?
Oh,
wow,
Fuel.
Nice.
Metallica's not that hard. I mean, I'm not doing Judas Priest or anything like that.
Wow. All right. I think Metallica's harder than Judas Priest.
Probably. Yeah. I don't actually know Judas Priest very well. I just feel like they're hard
there.
Rock. And
that was a mistake.
I wanted to make a reference from your generation, Brian.
I appreciate that. So was that the whole thing about the joke, the bad Trump jokes?
That was really it. And I felt mildly bad for being so immediately judgmental.
No, that's comedy brings that out in you. It's very subjective and it's prone to judgment.
Well, my girlfriend told me, she goes, trust your instincts. If you think something's a hack and you just think they're a hack, you're allowed to think that and not be apologetic about it.
Right.
But
it's sometimes... Like, listen, here we've gone for the easy joke many times, but then we always call it out. It's not, we don't pass it off as like, well, look at that piece of genius we just crafted. We make the easy joke and then you go, we see what you did or whatever. So that's fine too. Sometimes, you know, and then when you're starting, you're just trying to be funny. You just want to get a laugh. And they think that's cutting political commentary. And it's not, you know.
So political.
Yeah, oh, look how edgy we are.
So edgy.
We're talking about tiny hands on an orange man.
Whoa.
Bloopa loopa.
Never heard that before.
Yeah, really. So it's like, okay. And listen, are any of them going to go on to be great improvisers? Maybe. Are they going to be on Second City? Maybe.
I mean, a girl in my conservatory class is a writer on Stephen Colbert.
Amy Sedaris was in my classes at Second City.
Really?
Yeah. Yep. Hung out with her all the time.
Look at us.
Very nice.
We could have been famous. Look where we are now.
We are. Well, listen, we're doing fine.
I
keep looking at back like we're still on Facebook.
I'm actually quite happy where I was upset at first, thinking, well, no, you find out your friend's a writer on Colbert, who I think is one of the best. I love Colbert's show.
I don't think I've ever seen it.
The new, it's as good, if not better, than Colbert Report.
Really?
Because it's not the same.
Right. It's not.
And
he's not doing the
character. Political commentary is still so. On point.
Yeah.
I love it. And I don't know. Yeah. It's easy to think about what someone else is doing. Oh, they're living the New York life and then know Stephen Colbert and they're what? But you know what? Like, I don't know that her name's not on the show.
Right.
My name's on this show. I like that.
Right.
I like when my name's on things.
You get to be part of something.
I'm fine.
Part of something wonderful. You've hitched your wagon to the right star.
I've hitched my little red wagon. I'm going to ride it all the way to the bank, past the bank, and not go in because I have nothing to deposit.
No money. We ain't got no money. This show ain't got no money.
Nope.
Why ain't this guy show no money?
No what? Money, no problems.
Yeah, that's true. Oh, really? No money, mo problems. No money, so many problems. Little bit of money, maybe you don't have as many problems.
You got just enough. I don't know.
These are my daughter's beats.
But they're still beats.
Well, we gave them to her for Christmas a number of years ago. And as she was unpacking all her stuff, I saw them sitting in the closet. I go, do you ever wear your beats? She said, I don't know, sometimes. I said, are you taking them to Spain? She said, no. I go, can I borrow them? But again, I can't because they really hurt.
I thought
maybe it was just my wife's pair that hurt, but these are the same model as my wife's. And they really hurt, but I didn't have time to go and look for a pair of headphones. And the ones we have in here are not good. And here's why I won't wear them. Because all the, you know, the whatever covers up the foam on the ear part, this like vinyl-y stuff, is off all of those headphones. And it creeps me out that, you know, at least with the vinyl, if I wipe them down, I have the illusion that I've gotten everybody's ear goo off of there. Now with just the exposed foam, I know it soaks up their head sweat from, you know, because some of these broadcasters get worked up and their heads get all sweaty. I'm not going to name any names.
You're making me feel great about wearing these headphones.
You know who I'm talking about. Big sweaty heads. And then I got to put their, blah.
Well, that's gross. And now I feel gross.
So it's not, and nice when I fill in for Rokan, I don't know. They have like this set of headphones, this beautiful big set of monster. Like I'm an air traffic control controller here that they let me wear, and they're so comfortable and they sound wonderful. And so I need to get my own.
Is it the Audio Technica?
Might be Koss.
You know, Spike Koss? Odell used to wear earbuds.
Did he?
Spike wore earbuds every day.
I may try that. Got some buds. See how that works out.
I feel like it'd be harder to find the right levels if you're running the board.
Plus, I like everything canceled out. I like to just hear my... I love hearing the voices in my head, especially when they're my own, because I fascinate myself. I'm melodious. So, But I don't know. I just like the big headphones, even though I'm probably doing permanent damage to myself. But now, since about 6:40... my left ear has been in enormous amounts of pain.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah. So, you know, but maybe that pain drives me and makes me, because it gives me anger and an edge and a fire in my belly to really pounce on everything.
Is that what it does?
No, it just means my ear hurts.
All right, well, let's spin it. We can end the podcast.
Because my head hurts.
Yeah, right after I plug my WGN Plus podcast, Game Life Balance US.
Oh, hey, we got to add the US?
There's the US, yeah.
Oh, because you got some Australian dudes. Hack it into your...
I guest hosted the Australian podcast.
Did you really?
Game Life Balance Australia.
Did you have to do a voice?
Did you
put a shrimp on the Barbie?
I did attempt an Australian accent that
did you?
Devolved into Cockney very quickly.
Oh, that's not good.
And then just kind of spiraled out of control.
How did they feel about the Bloomin' Onion?
You know, I didn't ask.
That's my only touchstone to Australia. And Australia, I think, as I mentioned last week, is one of the places on my must-see list.
It's on mine, too, now.
You know? Sure. Kangaroos and aborigines and pygmies.
Only thing is they have giant insect, like 8-inch spiders. They have spiders that are 6 to 8 inches.
Why? Is it because they're on the bottom of the world? And
everything? Guess.
What's with the climate?
I don't know. In the three
are they poisonous?
No, but they have 3 of the top 10 most poisonous snakes in the world.
Just like in Sydney? Just in the city?
I don't think
they're
in
this. Or do
you
have to be in the outback?
It feels like a place where everything wants to kill you. They have fire tornadoes.
What?
They have fire tornadoes.
This place sounds like something out of one of your Game of Thrones books.
I know. It sounds like... yeah.
I think everything wants to kill you once you leave the city. I think in the cities, I think in you'd be fine.
Sydney or Melbourne. I would hope so.
Yeah, then once you cross the street from the city limits, it's like a whirlwind of terror. And everything is just crazy. It's like the tornado scene from Wizard of Oz. You're standing on one side of the street and everything is peaches and cream. And then you look across the street and you go, man, that does not look good at all. And houses are swirling by and there's a koala eating a kangaroo who's riding a pygmy and who's throwing a spear through a big can of Foster's. It's just crazy.
It's like crossing the wrong side of Western Avenue.
Exactly.
In parts of Chicago.
You know that.
Certain parts.
Not the hood where you live.
Which is not a hood.
Not a hood at all.
No, but anyway, so last week on this podcast, I gave Spain tips.
Yes.
And on Game Life Balance US this week, I talked about some of my, I guess, like kind of favorite experiences from a couple stories from there.
Okay.
And my co-host John went to Las Vegas.
Oh.
He goes there like twice a year and he had a bunch of tips for going to Vegas.
Nice.
So you can kind of get a little bit of both sides of my Spain trip from both. But yeah, John knows Vegas pretty well.
Uh-huh.
Except he and his wife went with some family, and the family wanted to stay at the MGM Grand.
Oh.
My least... Yes, that was my reaction. Really? Least favorite hotel on this trip.
It's like a city unto itself. I think it's a city of entertainment.
He said we spent a lot of time in the Lazy River, and it's a 30-minute walk from the room to the Lazy River.
Yeah, that's too far. When you have to take a bus to get to the buffet... Your hotel is too big. I didn't want, you know, you go to Las Vegas to stay in Las Vegas, not to stay in the city of MGM, which is how it is. It's the biggest place on earth.
No, you're not exaggerating.
Not at all. I wish I was. Because if you park, God forbid you park in the self-park at the MGM and then have to go to, like, I don't know where you're going to go, Studio 54, where are you going to hang out? You're going to go to the buffet? You're walking forever. Oh, I want to go see the lions in the lobby. Well, pack a lunch, because it's going to take you about a day and a half. Good luck with that. Oh, but Carrot Top is here. Yeah, but it's going to be tomorrow's show before you actually get to the theater.
Right.
So buy tickets for Wednesday's matinee, because a Tuesday night show is out of luck, because it's already 5 o'clock, and you've got to get in there by 7:30. So, yeah, no, it's no.
It was his first time staying, and he says his last. So he learned the lesson.
I've never stayed there, but every time I've been in there, I'm like, oh, my God. You need a map. I don't want a hotel where I need a map. And I know most of them are that big, but for the love of God,
this one
scale
is
back.
It literally did take me 15 minutes to get from my room to, I think, the lobby last time I stayed there.
Yeah. What good is that?
15 minutes.
Unless you give everybody in the hotel a rascal to zip around, which would be hilarious.
Or a Segway. I want a Segway around the MGM Grand.
Oh, my God. The entire hotel is Segways just slamming into each other. Imagine the drunk conventioners and but imagine the people coming out of the clubs, the ultra clubs.
Oh, God.
The ultra clubs.
The way the women dress in Vegas, I don't know how.
Careful.
How their dresses can be that short.
I know.
Without
hearing whistling.
Everything. Yeah, they're so short.
Yes, it's right at the cusp of, oh my God, you're going to get an indecent exposure ticket.
I mean, within a millimeter, though. Yeah. It's not, it's like there's the legs are just like, how?
That's why I'm continuously dropping chips. And having
I thought you meant potato chips for a second, and I
to lure them in because they're so hungry to fit in those dresses. I can lure them back like Hansel and Gretel with a trail of potato chips. I can lure the hot club girls back to my room, and then I go, oh, it's not just chips, ladies. I have a sandwich. And then, who knows what happens? I know what happens. I end up in divorce court. That's what happens.
Yeah, there you go.
Not good at all.
Let's divorce ourselves from this podcast.
I see what you did there.
Get it?
I do get it. Very nicely played.
Was it?
Yeah, why not?
Thank you.
It's a nice turn of a phrase. What the hell?
Thank you.
I'll give you a compliment.
I appreciate that.
All right, so next week we'll be back. We thank you for listening to this. As always, don't forget to listen to Game Life Balance US, Cody's other podcast. That's on WGM Plus, so go over to WGM Plus and listen to that. If you are interested, I know I've plugged it a couple times jokingly, but if you are interested in seeing Tony and Tina's wedding, go to TonyLovesTina.com. Make sure you use the code Noonan10 to save yourself $10 a ticket. The show starts on September 22nd. I will say, did a couple of things this week. Got fitted for our tuxes, the wedding party and myself, and then took some pictures that will be altered to decorate Vinnie Black's Coliseum. I, of course, am Vinnie Black, the Cadillac of Caterers. So you will be this. If you do come, you'll see these fun pictures, which the two I've seen so far are pretty funny.
I'm pumped. I'm going to come.
Should be fun. So thanks for listening. We will talk to you again on a Sunday. Thanks for all your help, Cody. All right, I'm done. I'm out.
Get those headphones off.
It hurts my
head. Uncomfortable.
Ow.